If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 24th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Mary Lou Retton, who is 42 today. Neil Diamond is 69, as is Aaron Neville. And it's also the birthdays of John Belushi and the great Warren Zevon. I'm about tired of the cold weather. I'm sorry. I live in the South. It's just not supposed to be this cold. Seriously, I turned my heat up, and I still wasn't warm enough, so I ate a taco. Yeah, somewhere in my mind, I thought, well, you know, now if you eat a taco with hot sauce, you'll feel warmer than if you turn the heat up another degree. And I wonder why no one ever comes to visit. I have got so much to do. I know it's Monday, and it's hard to feel overwhelmed on a Monday, but first of all, I've got to start working on my taxes, because here in America, it's not going to be long. Was it April 15th when your taxes are due? And I've got to get all the paperwork together for that. I've got like a billion thank you notes to write to people. After my mother's passing, I have people that I need to thank. And so we got the cards for that. So now we can get to work on that. So that's on my agenda. And by the way, you know, the worst thing about computers is now that I do most of my communicating by typing or Skyping or email or whatever, my writing, I mean my cursive, my let's sit down and pen a letter to someone is absolute crap. I guess this is what happens in the age we live in technology. Do you ever write something down and you go back and you read it and you don't know what you've written, right? I got my iPod Touch that I carry. You know, I have to take that around, put my grocery list and things I need to pick up on that. But you can't, it would be really expensive to mail everybody an iPod Touch. Although they would love me for it, but so I'm just worried that when they open the letter and they start to read my writing, they're going to think they've gotten a letter from China.
Well, who is that from, dear?
I don't know, but Chung Pao says thank you. Oh, speaking of technology and something that happened here locally, and I caught it this morning and I couldn't stop watching, but our local NBC affiliate, their computer went down or something. I mean, because I think most of it's computerized, the station, the insertion of commercials. Something failed, and all we were getting was the NBC feed. For a long time, it was just black. There was nothing on there. There was no programming at all. And then when it came time for the Today Show and NBC started coming on, we got the direct NBC feed from New York with no commercial breaks, nothing. So what you see is about 20 minutes before 8 when the Today Show starts, Lester Holt sits down and starts doing live breaks with the NBC affiliates, television affiliates in New York, Philadelphia, and Washington. And so he's sitting there, and he goes through the same spiel with each take. And then eventually, the lady who is co-hosting the Today Show with him comes in and sits down and starts, you know, messing with her hair, and you know, they finish her makeup, and she's cracking jokes, and they go on the air. It was really, really funny to watch. And the thing is, you know, when you get to network level, these guys are real pros, because you know that they are aware that if they sit in front of a live microphone and a live camera, especially in a network position, there is always that chance that whatever they say and the conversations they hold with people are going to go straight out to somebody someplace in the country. You just have to assume that. And that's exactly what happened, because Lester Holt, you could tell, you know, he's been around the block a few times, and he knows what he's doing. And so when someone would have a conversation with him, they're asking him about his sleep schedule. And, you know, he does the NBC Nightly News on Sunday, but also does the Today Show. And he said, well, you know, sleep is a problem, and I take a nap between 11 o'clock and 1:30, and then I get up and I head back into New York City, and then I go do the Nightly News. And he finishes with this, but I'm not complaining. Knowing that somebody in corporate or somewhere could be listening to this feed or watching from somewhere and hearing what he's saying. You know, anytime, and this is a good lesson to learn in life every time. Anytime you're near a microphone or a camera, there's always the possibility that what you say and do is going to be captured and played somewhere else, unbeknownst to you. An interesting lesson to learn on a Sunday morning to share on a Monday morning. And I hope it's a great day for you. We'll see you tomorrow.